Look at that spaceship, presented by Science at NASA. The Space Shuttle Columbia will make a lovely series of morning passes over the United States this week. January 27, 2003. It's dark. The stars are out. You're all alone. Suddenly, an eerie light soars over the horizon. It glides noiselessly overhead. A spaceship. You dash inside and wake the family, but by the time you're outside again, it's too late. The ship is long gone, and nobody believes you anyway. Don't you hate it when that happens? This week could be different. A spaceship will appear, but even if you're the only one who sees it, you can prove you're not crazy. That's because it'll be back again tomorrow. We're talking about the Space Shuttle Columbia, or STS-107. Columbia left Earth on January 16th for a 16-day mission dedicated to scientific research. On board are 80-plus scientific experiments ranging from fundamental physics and biology to firefighting and perfume research. Although Columbia has been circling Earth every 90 minutes since launch, it hasn't been easy to see from North America until now. This week, Columbia will fly over many U.S. towns and cities. The best time to watch is around daybreak, but if you oversleep and miss it one day, no problem. You can see it the next at almost exactly the same time. For example, on Tuesday, January 28th, skywatchers in Washington, D.C. can see Columbia glide nearly overhead at 6:01 a.m. local time. On January 29th, it will appear at 6 o'clock. On January 30th, it will appear at 5:57 a.m., and so on until the shuttle lands on February 1st. San Francisco, New York, and St. Louis will experience similar apparitions. To find out when to look from your hometown, check one of these websites, Science at NASA's JPASS, Chris Peetz, Heavens Above, or the Johnson Space Flight Center's Skywatch. Each will ask for your zip code or city and respond with a schedule of suggested spotting times. The space shuttle flying overhead at dawn is really a beautiful sight. You'll spot it first in the western sky, not too far from the giant planet Jupiter. Jupiter will seem a bit brighter than the shuttle, but not much. From there, Columbia will glide slowly eastward toward Venus and the rising sun. The shuttle takes about 6 minutes to travel from one horizon to the other, but it only seems slow. 400 kilometers above Earth, Columbia is moving 17,500 miles per hour. In recent years, most shuttle missions have been to the International Space Station to deliver supplies, personnel, and building materials to the growing outpost. STS-107 is different. It is nowhere near the ISS. It doesn't need to be to accomplish its research goals. Skywatchers who have seen both spacecraft orbiting Earth in tandem have noticed something remarkable. Although the shuttle is only about one-third the size of the space station, the shuttle is much brighter. Why? Both spacecraft shine by means of reflected sunlight, and both are good reflectors with plenty of light-colored surfaces. But while the ISS is a gangly structure that reflects light in all directions, the shuttle has a more regular shape, like an airplane. Its smooth white top reflects sunlight exceptionally well. We can see Columbia's white top because it circles Earth upside down. The orbiter's tough black underside faces outward toward space to protect the crew and cargo from incoming meteoroids. In this position, astronauts and telescopes inside the open cargo bay get a good view of Earth below, which is a key requirement for Earth science experiments. There are two such experiments on STS-107, one to study Earth's ozone layer and another to monitor dust plumes over the Mediterranean Sea. Convincing your friends and family that you had seen a spaceship was hard enough, but an upside-down spaceship? This week, they can see for themselves. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.